Well, Stuart, give us your assessment of that one, then a one-all draw here at Charlton.
I'm just gutted. I think we've thrown 2 points away. We probably got our nose in front, probably dominated the first half. Second half, it took us a while to get going. We probably didn't really get going until they've scored a cheap goal, really, that we've given away. We didn't defend it properly. But I just said to the players there, I think second half, we give the ball away far too easily. And possession's only an advantage if you can do something with it. But it allowed them to get back into the game with some of our sloppy passing. And then I think it might have been a penalty on Atty, which the referees decided not to give, which is a bit frustrating, because I don't think there was any need for Atty to go down, because he'd got the other side of Baikie. But, yeah, like I said, I'm disappointed. I think it's 2 points lost.
You had such a good opportunity in injury time in the first half when Chris Maguire was put through as well.
Well, I think Chris has had two attempts, one in the first half and one in the second half, where, again, it just shows in training more often than not, he's lashing it and it's hitting the target. As soon as it left his left foot, I could see it was going past the far post, the one in the first half, and then the one in the second half he's come on to. But again, the big moments in the game, you've got to hit the target, you've got to make the keeper do something. All the keeper did was watch it go past the post.
Were there any appeals for offside with their goal, with their equaliser? Because there was a bit of a thought that it could possibly have strayed offside.
Well, looking at there again, it just looks like a borderline decision that maybe the home advantage. But I just asking my players there, is anybody appealing for it? Because sometimes you've got to force decisions out of referees or out of linesmen by getting your hand up. But we're such an honest, genuine bunch. I don't think anybody's put their hand up to appeal for the offside. But the annoying thing is how far the boy could get it and go between two players, get into the box and get a shot in, which is frustrating.
Is that something you need to work on then, that ruthlessness, I guess you say, for appealing for things like that?
Well, it's just, end of day, it's a skill, it's an art itself. And Arsenal did it for years. Arsenal had four defenders putting their arm in the air to force decisions. But at the end of the day, whether it's onside or not, he's not give it. But like you say, we need to be a bit more professional and appeal for things and force decisions as well.
Royston Drenthe, you gave him his first start. He repaid you with a goal and looked extremely lively.
Very lively, just tired towards the end. It caught up with him. But I said to him before the game, don't want you coasting through the game. I thought the first 45 minutes he was probably unplayable. Not only with his picking out his crosses, but it was a fantastic goal he got. But unfortunately, like I said, We've got to get him up to be able to do that 95 minutes.
And he threatened with a shot just like that a bit earlier, didn't he? Put one wide of the uprights, and then sure enough, the next chance he gets, cuts in on his left boot. It's lethal, that left leg.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, I just felt they were there for the beating today with the pace and the team that we had. Played Hillan in midfield. Again, I just felt we could break from midfield. I've got McGolmer, I've got Maguire, and I've got Royston. I just felt that if we could play between the lines and pick the ball up, our quality at times with the ball was just allowed them to get back in the game. We could have picked them off. If we'd been better with the ball, better with possession, we'd have probably won the game today.
And you decided not to go with Stevie May today as well?
Yeah, he's had a bit of a virus. So he's been suffering with the virus since Wednesday. So it was a case that, he was a bit under the weather.
That search for a player, you said you were hoping something might have been done by today, but clearly not?
No, we were disappointed it didn't go through. I think the player was involved again. I think they'd had an injury in training, so the player was drafted into the squad to feature today. So whether something happened before Tuesday, at the moment, as you can see, we're probably just a little bit thin on the ground again with players. But if you said to me, would you accept a point today at Charlton away? No, I don't. I think we came here with a game plan to get the 3 points. I'm disappointed that we're not going home with the 3 points.
With that player, will you look to revisit it with him now, or will you have to look elsewhere if he's been drafted back into play?
No. Again, we just keep plugging away. There is a long list of players that we've identified and we've been in contact with. And it's just a case, again, to me ringing round tomorrow, seeing, and again, checking on the teams, who's played, who hasn't played, who's picked up injuries, whatever. But at the moment, we've lost Joe Mattock, so it's just opened the slot there for Claude. So at the moment, we've got probably four fit defenders as well, with Buxton still in the treatment room as well.
So it's not just a striker then? Defender you might have to now look for?
they don't fall in place how you want. But at the end of the day, we know we need to strengthen.
I guess today, one thing to take out of it is the goal drought. It was over 300 minutes, I think it had been, that you hadn't scored in ahead of today's game. That's come to an end now.
Thank you. Yeah.